They're targeting hoodies in Oklahoma and arcade game prizes in Florida. But you'll find January 2015's Nanny of the Month in Dubuque, Iowa, one of the latest cities to ban sledding. Poor kids, everyone's browbeating them to go burn some calories, and then grown-ups go and ban one of winter's most beloved outdoor offerings. We have all kinds of parks that have hills on them, says Marie Ware, Dubuque's Leisure Services Manager. We can't manage the risk at all of those places. So what's the plan then? Have cops patrol the bunny slopes? Ticket tiny scofflaws and their parents? Good luck enforcing the sledding bans, all you killjoys across the land. Omaha passed a sledding ban and then reversed it because everyone ignored it. Turns out you can ban sledding, but you can't ban the desire to sled. Dubuque will allow some sledding spots to stay open, but resident Justin McCarthy says that may actually make sledding more dangerous for his daughter and other kids.
Crowding everybody in a 50,000 person town onto two hills is going to be more of a liability. You're going to crowd them up. There's more of a chance for people to actually get hurt.
But what's more pressing than preventing injuries is preventing lawsuits. And City Hall scolds are egged on by parents who are slow to take responsibility for their kids, but quick to sue cities. And kudos to Justin McCarthy. He's organizing a protest against frivolous lawsuits and sledding bans. Follow Nanny of the Month on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.